Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the free kick with Atlanta United president Darren Eales. Brought to you by Associated Credit Union. Better than a bank and anyone can join. On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell. He joins us on a weekly basis, and he stops by this week. He is Darren Eales, guys, and we get a chance to talk to about our Atlanta United with him and a variety of other soccer-related things. It's good to see you. I know we last week we had Carlos on in your place, but how you doing?
Yeah, afternoon, chaps. Good to be here. Doing well, thanks.
I was showing Darren Carl with the pictures. I just told you got back from European vacation. We were wearing, my wife and I, the night they played the Red Bulls, we were wearing our Atlanta United gear, and many a Venetian would stop us and wonder if these were some kind of strange AC Milan jerseys.
Yeah, I can imagine that with the red and black stripes.
And then they saw the gold trim, and the guy was like literally doing this, like, oh, that's a cool. So they're very big over there in Italy. People are very impressed by the uniform.
Now, it's great to see. I mean, look, you know, the photos that we're getting from our fans when they travel abroad, that's part of building the club, and it's exciting to see that recognition in other countries and cities around the world.
Darren, we've not had a chance to visit with you since that terrible L against the Red Bulls. And, you know, we were there, and it looked like things were rolling our way. But I guess the bigger conversation is, what does the MLS need to do about VAR? Or is there anything we can do at this point about VAR and where it currently is, and how do we improve it? Because it seems like it's hurt our team at least twice already this season.
Yeah, I mean, let me talk about it from the bigger picture. I think, you know, from football and, you know, world soccer, what can we do about VAR? Because FIFA's brought it in. And it has been brought in on a trial basis. So the idea was they would put these initial rules in place, roll it out, see how it went, and then sort of tweaked it as things go. And I think, look, the World Cup's going to be really interesting because that's going to be the, you know, the microscope. The whole world's going to be watching it. And I really worry for the World Cup because the one thing I'd say on MLS, and I think this was probably truer of last season, they did a good job of training up the referees and the media to understand what was going on. So although it's not been that great this season relative to other countries, in particular, I think of the FA Cup in England, it's actually gone down better than it has in other countries. I really worry in the World Cup because, right, you know, I think that's going to be where you have the glare of the whole world watching. And what it seems to me is that there seems to be, in those countries that don't train the refs and the media, almost more decisions made. So the idea is it's supposed to be used in sort of one in three games. Well, patently, that's not the case because we've seen that this season. It increasingly seems to be a crutch that more and more often they're using. So I think that's an issue. I think there's an issue of inconsistency about when things get reviewed. Now, part of this is teething problems, but clearly something's got to improve.
I think we see the same thing for guys who are not the biggest soccer fans. Darren Eales joins us every week here from Atlanta United. And it's the consistency. And the first of consistency of message where we've got announcers and analysts, they're all arguing themselves about, and I can't put words in your mouth because you can't talk about specific officials as a league official, as a member of the team here. But Mark Geiger is a guy that now becomes a guy that United fans, we feel he's got an agenda against us because if he's not on the pitch, he's the VAR official. And the Sporting KAC game going back a few weeks was one where a lot of people still feel the rule wasn't interpreted properly.
Yeah, look, I think that idea of consistency, I mean, this weekend we didn't play, so it was quite nice to be able to watch games and just see other teams
have to deal with VAR.
Dealing with issues of officiating. Look, the refs aren't going to get it right. They've got a really tricky job. I think, you know, what causes sort of issues and, you know, Michael Parker sort of alluded to it on the weekend, is everyone knows that a slap to the face is a sending off offence. We've had it even when it was done in jest by Kaká last season as a joke, and he still got sent off with video review. So, you know, what seemed to be a pretty clear and cut case of someone being slapped doesn't get sent off. And that's where you get the issues because people just don't understand that, and that sends, you know, the wrong message.
He is the president of our Atlanta United, Darren Eales, joining us in studio. It's Dukes and Bell. Hey, stay tuned. Coming up, more Falcon conversation along the way, and comments from Julio as well. Darren, you guys have a game in Kennesaw as part of the U.S. Open Cup, right? It's coming up here in a couple of weeks.
Week on Wednesday.
Yeah, against Charleston.
Yes, so, I mean, excited about the U.S. Open Cup. For those who don't know, this is a separate competition that amateur teams start off early on this season, and then it comes through to that we're in the fourth round now and the MLS clubs come in. So there's 32 clubs left. But if we win this competition, it's a chance to go directly into the Champions League. And, of course, it's a trophy, and that's what playing soccer is all about. We want to win trophies. So, you know, we're excited. We've got Charleston again. Mm-hmm. Kennesaw, it was a great atmosphere last year. We ended up, it was a little bit like the Braves game last night. We sort of kicked off at about midnight last year because there was all these rain delays. Right. So hopefully the weather's a bit better. But it's a good little place for us to have that sort of opening game. It's against our old affiliate club. But, you know, we're going to take it seriously because we feel this is a competition that we could win.
Do we use the starters in this, or is this a combination?
Well, I think there'll be some, there'll be some rotation, but clearly there'll be a strong team put out there. The slight difference from MLS is that you can only have 5 international players. So we're allowed 8 international players in the league.
Right.
For the US Open Cup, we're only allowed 5. So that does cause a slight tweaking.
Darren Eales is with us here, guys, president of Atlanta United. He brought his nieces, by the way, all the way from Europe to see us.
Yeah, I got Frankie and Maisie here. They're visiting, coming to the Philadelphia game on Saturday.
Awesome.
So. Looking forward to that.
You guys are going to enjoy it.
And the roof will be open.
It's amazing.
Hey, man.
Oh, wait a minute. The roof is open because they're trying to make sure that everything's talking. Yeah. And for those who don't know, it's not like they're opening specifically for this game. They're finishing up the final touches, knock on wood, that everything starts to work properly or at least talks to each other.
Now, Darren is not responsible for the roof. He's responsible for the soccer team under the roof. But it is going to be kind of cool because we've had it before, and it's an amazing environment when that roof is open.
Yeah, look, I mean, even the photos that you see today that they were showing with the roof open, it's going to be great. So we're looking forward to that. It's another, you know, little bit different about the game on Saturday. And look, we've got to try and get our home game back in order because, ironically, we play tomorrow at New England. And if we win that game, it'll be 5 road wins on the trot, which is the 4th most ever in the history of MLS, which is pretty crazy. And yet at home, we've actually lost the last 2 games.
Yeah, so. They're supposed to win at home.
I know,
right?
So last season, it was totally the reverse. So, you know, it's quite a spectacular change there of the way things have gone.
What is the latest update on Greg Garza? We found out that he did have surgery on the shoulder. And what's the possible return time for Greg Garza?
Yeah, real shame for Greg. I mean, he's just been a little bit unfortunate in terms of injuries. If you remember, this was an injury he got in the first minute of the All-Star game last year when he was playing in Chicago. It had to be operated on. The operation was successful. That's the good news. Now it's just a case of how quickly it heals. But we're hopeful that we'll get him back before the end of the season. I saw Greg today. It's tough, but, you know, he's got his chin up. And, you know, like all professionals, these things come. And, you know, Greg is nothing but the consummate professional. You know, he's been brilliant about his attitude. And I think, you know, we'll hopefully get him back before the end of the season, which will be a nice boost for us to be able to get a player of his quality.
Garza is a guy, and for guys, I guess technically he's a defender, but he does move up, obviously, on the attack with Miles. We got other guys who can fill. Obviously, we got so much depth even on the defensive side.
Yeah, look, he's a defender in Tata system, which is means he's on the edge of the penalty area, giving assists, last man forward, tapping it in at the far post. So, yeah, he's loosely a defender.
What, as far as this match tomorrow with New England, what concerns you, or what do you have any concerns as far as how they play their style going into this match against New England?
Yeah, a couple of concerns. Firstly, I mean, it's an old colleague of mine, Brad Friedel, is their coach. It's his first season. He was with me at Tottenham Hotspur. Great guy. I mean, he was doing his badges at the time when I was there, his coaching badges, and everybody spoke highly of him. So I'm not surprised he's done well, but he's got them very well organized. They're playing in a good team ethos. And look, it's not a great place to go. I mean, we speak about places around the league, and now that, you know, RFK Stadium is disappearing, this is probably going to be up there as worst place to go. So, you know, at least there won't be the football lines on because it's not football season. So that will make it feel a little bit more like a soccer game. What? But it's not the great. It's a tough place to play, and they're going to they're going to be up for it. So we've got to be on our mettle.
For guys who don't remember, as Darren Eales joins us live in studio, we scored 7 goals against New England.
Here boom, boom, boom.
Bands, and it
boom.
Was just it was the most, arguably the most, less. That's probably the least stressful game I think any United fan has ever watched. And then we go up and we figure we'll do the same thing up there. And it was a real grinder. We didn't really do anything up there against them last year.
Yeah, look at that. And it's, again, it's the venue. They played tough. I mean,
there's no energy.
No, that home game was great. I mean, that home game literally is the only time I've ever relaxed. Ever watching a game, because at 4-0 against 9 men, you think we've probably got this in the bag.
It was literally like playing against a team with one hand tied behind their back. Darren, for guys who don't follow it, we've tried to explain it. The best way to describe the Champions League would be if there was like the Tokyo Giants playing the New York Yankees. The winners of each league play from Italy to Spain to England to France, Germany, etc. You get a final of Liverpool and Real Madrid. Unbelievable match in the Ukraine. A lot of people saying the Sergio Ramos, the play on Mo Salah was real dirty.
Yeah, look, you tend to give the player a benefit of the doubt in those circumstances because it was a little bit of a collision and then perhaps there was a tug down. I think the question with Ramos is he's got a bit of history. So, you know, if you look at his case of work over the past 10 years, you probably tend to not give him the benefit of the doubt. So it was a shame because it was set up to be a really good final. I think Liverpool were giving them problems in that first 20 minutes. I think it could have been a lot different. But, you know, at the end of the day, the goal Bale scored, that overhead kick, given the circumstances, 2 minutes after he came on the pitch, was pretty incredible. And look, again, I had the pleasure to be able to sort of work with him when I was at Tottenham. And he's a great player, but the things he's added to his toolbox, you know, he's not just about pace. That was really just about, you know, precision and opportunism. So a wonderful goal, and just a shame it sort of got overshadowed by two absolute howlers by the keeper.
Who do you like, or at least who do you favor in the World Cup? Is it, as we get closer and closer to it, is there a team that you go, that's the team, that's the squad?
Well, I always have the England issue, which is a bit like my West Virginia in the college basketball, that they always let me down, but I always feel like I've got to cheer them on. I'm hoping they're going to sneak in. I think we've got a younger team, so I do think we're a little bit under the radar. So, you know, I'm hopeful that we can perform. And, you know, obviously my dream is that we get to the World Cup final and I sing God Save the Queen when we're hosting Seattle after we've just won the World Cup. And that will be...
if you keep this up, why don't they make you... Don't want to make him lose his job, but I mean, you should go up there and run their side. The coach, Roy Hodgson, all those years, you got all that talent, they can never put it together.
No, and what we did, it was a typical English thing. We tried to put the best 11 players on the pitch rather than the best team on the pitch, and right. I think that's what we've got to do.
So it's like an all-star team as opposed to the most competitive
team.
Yeah,
that will work and play in as an 11, you know, so I think that's what we've got to do. But I think Spain's my team. If I had to pick one team to win, Spain's my pick.
By the way, we talked about the UEFA Championship. We're talking with Carlos, who's working the board tonight. For those who didn't see it, Liverpool goalkeeper Carl gives up some really soft goals. You're running a soccer team. Is that the kind of thing where you got to think about moving that guy? Is that the kind of thing? Because that stays with you. That's an albatross around your neck. I mean, not to be full of hyperbole here, but that's tough.
No, it's difficult. I mean, for those who didn't see the second goal in particular, the shot from Bale, I mean, it was like he was trying to save it holding two coffees and a Danish pastry in his mouth. It was just ridiculous. So, you know, how do you come back from that? It's tough because the fans are never going to forget it. You're going to go into every game and it's going to be every story, every press conference. And a goalkeeper, 90% is mental. And I think, you know, I think they're going to have to move it on for his own good.
By the way, join us. Five Stripe supporters, 92.9 The Game tomorrow, 7 o'clock at Big Text in downtown Decatur to see our Atlanta United take on New England, plus have a chance to win Atlanta United gear and prizes. So that's, again, downtown Decatur. Big Text is where 92.9 The Game will be checking out the match. As far as other health concerns, squad's good. Everybody's okay?
Yeah, looking good. And we've had Chris McCann and Franco Escobar have traveled. So we don't have Leandro tomorrow because of the yellow card he got in the game at the last match. So, you know, we're a little bit down to the bare bones in defense with Greg Garza obviously missing. He would have been suspended anyway because of the sending off. But, you know, good for us that we've got the next two men standing up. And I think, you know, the hope now is that we're going to go into a bit of a run where perhaps we can get that depth that looks good on paper, but we've yet to actually have it.
All right, so Miles Robinson's your chance to step up, as we said earlier. And again, should on paper, Carl, be able to handle these guys. Yeah. And then we'll be back here next home match with the roof open at Mercedes-Benz.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Darren, as always, thanks for stopping by. And ladies, have fun, all right? Enjoy.
This was the most
boring part. And have him buy you everything, okay?
No, Carl, seriously, you know what they're saying? Please, Uncle Darren, this stinks, watching two fat guys talk radio.
Well, they kick me every time terrible. I say the word soccer, so I've been getting a few bruises this whole week.
Good for you guys. Darren Eales, president of our Atlanta United, he'll join us again next week. The match tomorrow night, we'll talk more about it tomorrow as we get closer.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.